and the Brothers Harp, the thugs of the Green River Country in Kentucky. Creatures with others of the sort, one and all exterminated at the time, and for the most part, like the hunted generations of wolves in the same regions, leaving comparatively few successors. Which would seem cause for unalloyed gratulation, and is such to all except those who think that in new countries where the wolves are killed off, the foxes increase. Pausing at this spot, the stranger so far succeeded in threading his way, as at last to plant himself just beside the placard, when producing a small slate and tracing some words upon it. He held it up before him on a level with the placard, so that they who read the one might read the other, and the words were these, "Charity thinketh no evil." As, in gaining his place, some little perseverance, not to say persistence, of a mildly inoffensive sort, had been unavoidable, it was not with the best relish that the crowd regarded his apparent intrusion. And upon a more attentive survey, perceiving no badge of authority about him, but rather something quite the contrary, he being of an aspect so singularly innocent, an aspect too which they took to be somehow inappropriate to the time and place, and inclining to the notion that his riding was of much the same sort, in short, taking him for some kind